Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of NemosNewsNetwork.com, where we continue, with your help, to break the cycle of fake news. On this episode, we have a lot to discuss, including a 40% all-cause death increase, unexpected, in 2021. I wonder what that could have been from. The vaccine, of course. We also have Russia destroying Ukraine's military army infrastructure, battalions, pretty much everything, as they slowly and methodically cleanse the opposition. And despite, you know, Western propaganda saying that we're kicking Russia's butt, which is a complete lie, we're not even having a counterattack against Russia, really. 70% of Western weapons are not even reaching the Ukraine, which is very strange. I wonder where it's going. And the UN is coming out and warning against conspiracy theories. All of this and much more after our short word from our Patriot sponsors. Here we go.
Got sleep issues? Let me guess. All natural sleep aids don't work for you. Well, they only have one or two ingredients to help you sleep. What good is that? Try the brand new Sleepy Joe Sleep Aid. With 18 powerful sleep-inducing ingredients, Sleepy Joe is guaranteed to put you out like Sleepy Joe in his mama's basement. The label says take two, I take one. 30 minutes before I plan to sleep, and dagnabbit, I'm out like a light for about 8 hours. Grab yourself a bottle at redpillliving.com/sleep. It sells out fast, so take action now. That's redpillliving.com/sleep. Lights out.
NemosNewsNetwork.com, breaking the cycle of fake news.
According to Russian military intelligence and leadership, the U.S., Pentagon, and Democrat Party are behind COVID-19. They noted a clear trend: infectious disease agents that reach the Pentagon's zone of interest are subsequently pandemic. With U.S. big pharma companies and their patrons, the leadership of the U.S. Democrat Party, as the beneficiaries. Meanwhile, despite the constant barrage of Western propaganda that the West is somehow beating Russia through Ukraine in this proxy war by funneling in weapons and money, it doesn't seem to actually be the case, as Russia is slowly and methodically wiping out the entire Ukrainian military, and no counterattack has occurred. And perhaps that's because 70% of the Western weapons sent to Ukraine are not even getting to the troops. They're probably being stolen by who knows what government. CBS actually did some journalism for once. Of course, they're already backtracking on this. No one is above censorship or poisoning in the New World Order. Even the Israeli COVID vaccine director, who was himself physically injured by the Pfizer vaccine, is now being locked out of his own Twitter account after suggesting a link between the monkeypox outbreak and the mRNA vaccines. And now hundreds of New Yorkers may already be infected with polio, a disease now found in wastewater in two New York counties. All these diseases are popping up all of a sudden, aren't they? And the latest from the front lines of the culture war and immigration war, New York is getting its first busload of illegal immigrants from Texas. And there's more to come. Nearly 80,000 British citizens are going to just stop paying their power bills amidst the inflation spiral of doom that we are seeing play out intentionally. Just like the food supply sabotage, we are seeing an economic, supply chain, cultural, food, health sabotage attack as the New World Order seeks to eliminate 80% of us. The United Nations would like you to know that there are dangerous and wild conspiracy theories out there telling people that the world is ruled by an elite cabal, hell-bent, literally, on world destruction and conquest, with definite goals and dates, very soon to reduce most of the world's population. That's pretty much just the people close to the man behind the curtain saying, don't look at the man behind the curtain. Except when you peel back this particular curtain, you don't find a strange little old man pumping a machine to make gas look like a wizard in Oz, you find an altar stained with the blood of many, many children. A Metro Atlanta gay couple has been arrested for producing child porn with the two young boys that they adopted. Once again, CPS is involved in child trafficking, the largest child trafficking industry in the world, perhaps. And, once again, it is homosexuals and LGBTQ people who lead the way, disproportionately, in child rape. Of course, many of them are speaking out against these horrible things, especially the drag queen story hour, so even they know that it is evil. Yet many still choose to do it. Democrats cheer and clap after they managed to pass a bill to raise taxes on the middle class, raise inflation, and pretty much destroy small businesses during Biden's economic recession slash reign of terror. Praise Yahweh for small victories, however, as Indiana has enacted a near total abortion ban. After the vaccines, people began to die. In fact, there was a 40% increase in all-cause deaths, according to multiple sources, but even the insurance companies, much as I predicted.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds. Along with that, there's also been an increase in certain medical diagnoses, such as miscarriages and Bell's palsy. Here to give us her take on the new data and what she believes could be causing the rise in numbers as emergency medicine and disaster specialist, Dr. Kelly Victory. Dr. Victory, good morning. Great to talk to you as always.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we want to make sure that anytime we talk, we want to make sure the information that we have is accurate. So let's start this interview by telling us, I've seen your correspondence here, what is the source of the information that you're about to present?
Well, this information became available to me or on my radar last week following a hearing with Senator Ron Johnson, who was looking at sort of what he calls a second opinion on the entire response to the COVID pandemic. The medical data was released by three career military physicians who got the information from the military database that collects what we call ICD codes, which are the diagnosis codes. And these physicians had a feeling, they believed based on their own observation, that they were seeing a significant uptick in certain conditions. So they actually went back and called the database from the military on certain conditions over a five-year period from 2016 through 2020, notably containing 1 year, 2020, of the full-blown pandemic. So they looked at 2016, 17, 18, 19, and 20 at the prevalence of certain conditions, including things like heart attack, blood clots to the lung, miscarriages, those sorts of things. And they compared it to the incidence of those same things in the calendar year 2021. And saw an alarming increase in certain things. For example, they saw a 270% increase in myocardial infarction in 2021, a 300% increase in incidence of Bell's palsy and of certain neurologic complaints, a 470% increase in pulmonary embolisms, blood clots to the lungs, and many, many other huge increases that they found alarming. Now, no one is saying with any certainty, Jason, what is causing this, but we certainly would be remiss as scientists if we didn't look at that and say, there is something going on. What happened in 2021 that was so different from the previous five-year average that would cause this massive increase in certain medical conditions?
So the source of the information is several U.S. life insurance companies that have been reporting this, correct? And these three career physicians that you referred to.
Well, they're separate groups of data, Jason. The previous study from the U.S. life insurance companies, many of them were reporting a 40% increase in deaths from all causes in the 18 to 49 year old group. They know that because these are life insurance companies that provide group life insurance policies to employers. So these are working age individuals with a 40% increase in all cause deaths. That was a different report from this bombshell that came out last week from, as I said, three career military physicians who are culling a military database. So they are two groups of data that show, again, an alarm that something is going on. And the question is what? What has changed in calendar year 2021 that is causing, number one, an increase in all-cause deaths, as reported by the life insurance companies, and an increase in certain medical conditions, such as heart attacks, blood clots to the lungs, congenital malformations of children born that year, female infertility, and those sorts of things.
Did these three career military physicians offer any type of speculation?
They did not, but they did not do this anonymously. They signed an affidavit on this. I have not seen the raw data. I'm not a military physician. I don't have access to that database, but I don't have any reason to believe at this juncture that the data is in question. These are, again, based on ICD codes. And it should, I should make it clear, because it's very easy to make statistics of these sorts deceptive. So when I say that there's a 300% increase, for example, in cancers, is what they found. This wasn't an increase from one case to four cases. In the case of cancer, for example, it was an increase from an average, a five-year average of 38,000 cases per year to almost 120,000 cases in calendar year 2021. And actually, it wasn't even a full year. It was more like 11 months worth of data. And it was almost up to 120,000 cases of cancer. So the question is, what would cause that? Obviously, there's some conjecture amongst people that it could be the COVID vaccines. That has yet to be proven. But again, we would be remiss if we said that we couldn't consider that. Maybe it's climate change. I don't know. But I sure as heck do know that we better be paying attention to it. Because real science, Jason, real science requires us to be intellectually curious. It requires us to ask the uncomfortable question and to look at data, even if that data makes us question previously held convictions. And so if we aren't able to look at this data, if we are silenced and shut down, and I can tell you, I posted a tweet about it yesterday after the data became clear to me that there was something going on. I simply posted as, wow, what's going on here? And the amount of vitriol that single tweet generated was really quite stunning. The number of people who tweeted back that I should lose my medical license, that I should be kicked off Twitter, that I should be reported to the authorities is really alarming. The idea that people are so fearful of looking at actual data and asking the question, what is going on, is really a dangerous place for us.
Do you expect this information to be presented to the CDC?
I certainly hope so. The CDC and the FDA should be all over this. That's their job. But instead, the idea that they are trying to silence people, the three military physicians who made it, who released it, have been termed whistleblowers. In the past, we just would have called them good doctors looking at patterns. That's what doctors do. That's what scientists are supposed to do. Look at patterns, look at what seems unusual, question those things, bring them to the surface, and do the deep dive analysis. We have many, many questions in medicine that don't have answers. We sure as heck shouldn't have answers that can't be questioned. And if the problem turns out to be these vaccines, and they certainly should be looking at it, that it is certainly one thing of perhaps many that changed in 2021 that could be responsible for some portion, if not all, of these increases in various medical conditions. And it deserves to be fully exposed and to be examined very, very carefully.
Okay.
Dr. Kelly, Victory, appreciate it. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me, Jason.
Have a great weekend.
One Ohio man executed four of his neighbors over mind control, posting what seems like an insane Facebook rant claiming they used telepathy to control him. However, he seemed lucid, if somewhat shaken. I don't know if he's crazy or maybe telling the truth. After all, we have heard about Voice of God technologies. It's in the patents. But his neighbor? And why target him? And then why kill the neighbor's young daughter as well? It just doesn't add up. It's almost as though this was designed to make someone seem crazy. I wonder if it's even real or if this is some sort of false event, false flag, in order to make us think that anyone who claims that they are being mind-controlled by Voice of God technology, which isn't the same thing as mind control, it's more like whispering in your ear constantly, trying to drive you crazy, which can happen. They do have the ability to do that technology. And I don't know how to shield it, but I'm sure that there are ways to shield it so that you can get some peace of mind. It's just a form of auditory weapons. How many of you remember that man who walked up to the White House fence and shot his cell phone and then shot himself? Wasn't that strange?
Hey guys, so Mom, Dad, Kevin, Carrie, Brendan, I just want you to know I love you more than you will ever know. I could not have asked for a better family. What you cannot comprehend is that we have been attacked by this weapon our entire lives, and the attack against me personally is one of the most vicious attacks a human being has ever faced. I have tolerated the most inhumane torture in hopes that the FBI and CIA would come to my defense, but they have failed to come to my aid. My only hope is that you come to understand what has happened here. When the world realizes what has happened, there will be justice, but I cannot sit by and be a victim any longer, and I refuse to sit by and do nothing while my nieces and nephews and the rest of my family are operated on with mind control. Our thoughts are not private. It is disgusting and it is cruel. I will be launching the first counterattack against mind control in human history. I want to be very clear, this will not be an active shooting event. I will be executing some of the people responsible for activating shooters. If I happen to survive, please visit me in prison, if only to see the same man you have always known, rather than the victim of some mental disorder that does not exist. What you may not understand is that I will gladly die to expose this, and I will gladly die to help one other victim discover the truth of what has happened. If I can help another targeted individual fight back against telepathy, then the sacrifice will be well worth it. To any TIs who read this, understand that your attackers use the form of ventriloquism I describe in the paper to move your thoughts, but your thoughts can also move their mouths. To my friends in Chicago, Lexington, Dayton, and all over the world, get this email out to everyone you know. The most horrific weapon ever made is being used on human beings, and if you ever learn the truth, you will understand what I did here to protect myself and my family. Get this out to other TIs, other voice hearers, so the world has a chance to fight back. To my family, especially my nieces and nephews, I want you to understand that what I do here, I do for your future, and hope that you can live a life free of mind control. I love you guys.
And to top off this edition of Doom and Gloom, sorry to say it, I'm usually an optimistic person, but according to the Ron Paul Liberty Report, the Inflation Reduction Act will double the size of the IRS, making it larger than the Pentagon, State Department, FBI, and Border Patrol combined, and they are going to weaponize it against conservatives. They've already done it before. I hope that you have found this video to be of value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. Also, if you want the hottest, most censored, hidden history truth, go to theserapium.com. and check out the map. Check out theserapium.com/map. And it's going to open your eyes to a whole new world of things that most of you have seen parts of, but I doubt any of you have seen all of it. And of course, that's just a labor of love, much like the news here. So if you want to support what we're doing, if you want to help us to fight the fake news, then please consider supporting us either by donating or by shopping Patriot with our Patriot sponsors, like redpillliving.com, where you can detox the deep state with the most powerful, holistic, food-based, and natural vitamins, supplements, and skincare, and antioxidants, and sleep aids, and much more. We even have thegreatawakeningcoffee.com with gourmet and even organic coffees available. And we have thegreatawakeningbooks.com for when you're wired on coffee and you want to do something and study and learn about how the world really works. So check it all out, and we'll see you guys on the next one. Nemos out.